I need to feel you, Jerry. Show me the money. Jerry, you better yell. Show me the money. Show me the money.
Welcome into episode one of Taking Vegas 2023 edition. It's going to be me as your host, Stone Labanowitz. I'm going to be joined by a world-class handicapper every week of the season. That's Mr. Bobby Ventura from TakingVegas.com. Bobby, it is finally here. College football season, NFL football season. It is all right in front of us. There are some do's and don'ts we're going to get into, but first and foremost, you know, what are some of the things you're seeing? What are some traps people are falling into? And are you or are you not excited for this Saturday? Saturday and Sunday?
Oh, I'm always excited, Stone, because see, what this organization does more than any is we chart money. We follow where the smart money goes. And, you know, guys, it's like going to the racetrack. A lot of guys like to go to Gulfstream Park down by you, and what they do is they go to the track, they watch the board. Why is this horse getting bet? Why isn't this horse getting bet? The board, the money can tell you so much, and that's what a lot of guys, you know, that, again, they have to come to the understanding that you can't try and dance every dance that's out there.
Yeah, let's talk about some do's and don'ts, specifically the don'ts, right? I'm sure you've seen money coming in certain places that just makes you want to vomit. You know people are falling into traps. So, Bobby Ventura, give me some of your don't do's for week one.
Well, again, try not to dance every dance, guys. I mean, look, guys look at the matchups. They work all week. They go to their jobs. They do what they have to do. And then they sit in front of a television for 8 to 10 hours on a Saturday and a Sunday and say, all right, let me see who I like. Doesn't work that way. We're not playing with Monopoly money. We're playing with real money, Stone. So, guys, again, pick your spots. Don't try and go crazy. So how many guys out there, they'll play 5, 6, 7, 10 games over a weekend, and then by the time it's Sunday night or whatever, they say to themselves, boy, I'll be happy just breaking even. They're in the gambling business. They just don't realize it. If you're betting this kind of money week in, week out, year in, year out, you're in a business. Look at it like a business. It pays like a business.
Pick your dances, says Bobby. Bobby, I need you to throw that phone number out there one more time before we jump into some of these games. Where can people find you? The social medias, the numbers on where to get the picks and everything that you guys got going on at TakingVegas.com.
Yeah, guys, it's very simple, Stone, and thank you. Guys, 888-9-WIN-NOW. That's 888-9-WIN-NOW. My top Steam game of the week is North Carolina, South Carolina. It is free to all listeners. It's on a recorded line, 888-9-WIN-NOW. North Carolina, South Carolina matchup. It is free. It's my Steam. It's for everybody out there. Give me a call right now.
We got some bangers on Saturday, Bob. Let's jump right in. Colorado going to TCU. TCU laying 20.5, and that over-under sits at 64. This is a noon kick on Fox. This one's tricky, right? It's prime time. It's the new era for these guys. Who do you like and why?
It's a tricky game. I like the over in this game, Stone. I'm not crazy about it, but I'm leaning towards the over. It's a high total for a reason. I think it's going to be basketball on grass, up and down the field, both teams running. Look, you got a new offensive coordinator at TCU. It's Art Briles' son, Kendall. You know the kind of offense Art Briles used to have over at Baylor and Houston. Expect the ball to be in the air. Coach Prime is going to get his guys going. I like the over in this game. But again, nothing crazy.
Bob, what was that phrase you used, basketball related? I need to steal that one.
Well, yeah, it's basketball on grass. I mean, you know, guys up and down the court, you know, like we used to play pickups, don't.
Basketball on grass. I'm definitely stealing that one, putting it in my back pocket. All right, keeping it moving. Let's go. Florida State LSU. This one's big in our neck of the woods down here. This one's taking place at Orlando at Camping World Stadium. This is a 7:30 kick on ABC. LSU laying 1.5 here. Over-under sitting at 56.5. Bob, I have no idea what to do this one except sit back and enjoy it. But if there's any action, where would you put it?
Yeah, it's a statement game for both teams, too, Stone. I mean, you know, look at the line. The line's telling you that both teams are evenly matched. You know, this Florida State team returns a lot of guys. How many on defense? 94% of their starters from last year. Norvell has done a nice job turning this program around. You got weapons on both teams. I mean, you're going to see, again, another one of these, the line you like, basketball on grass. Neither team is going to be able to run. Expect the ball to be in the air. It's just the way that this sport is going right now, college football. You're seeing a lot of offense. This game will be no different. Go over the posted total. Again, one of those kind of games, like you said, it's the total sitting right now 56.5, 57. Just go over the posted total in this one.
Bob is a member of the Overs Club, I suppose. Any member of the Overs Club is a friend of mine. I love it. Points, points, and more points. Basketball on grass. We're using everything here. All right, game number three. West Virginia going to Beaver Stadium, taking on those Nittany Lions that are from Penn State. This one has me questioning a lot of things. Penn State 7th preseason poll. They're laying 20.5 against the Mountaineers here, over under sitting at 50.5. Do you like this game? Do you not like this game? I know we'll all be watching.
I like Big Drew Allard, the quarterback for Penn State this year. I mean, I think that, you know, look, Franklin's not the kind of coach that likes to open it up, but I think that this team right now offensively, West Virginia was a horror show last year, stopping team. I think they were like 119th with points allowed in the country. So, you know, expect the coming out party for Allard. There's some weapons on both sides, on the offense and the defense for Penn State. I really don't have anything positive to say about West Virginia. I do know this. Penn State, they want to try and challenge Michigan and Ohio State this year. This could be a good statement game. This used to be a big rivalry years ago, too, Stone. I like Penn State to make them take a stand here and send a message to the rest of college football, especially their conference.
All right, noted, folks. Penn State big over West Virginia. We like that. All right, let's talk about Monday's game. This one's a little odd location-wise. I know we talked about that before we started recording, but Clemson's going to Duke to play the Devils. This one's kind of odd, right? Clemson laying 13 over-under at right around 55.5. Do you have a lean on this game? If so, this is going to be one of those games we're all watching on Monday. Clemson going to Duke laying 13. You a fan of this one?
I like Riley Leonard, the quarterback of Duke. I really do. Cade Klubnik over in Clemson, the new quarterback over there who finished out the year for them. He's got to show me more. I think this is one of those home dogs that's going to keep the game close. I like Duke. They got weapons. I like the kid Calhoun. They got Hagans out there and more as well. These are guys that can make plays for you. And really, to be honest with you, I like the job that Duke has been doing. I like Mike Elko, their coach. He's turned the program around in the last couple of years. They play a little bit of an edge. Expect Duke to keep this game close. A lot of pressure on Clemson on the road, believe it or not, in Duke. I don't know how they swung that one.
So for the four games that we talked about, that's Colorado going to TCU, that's Florida State and LSU, that's Penn State and West Virginia, and it's Clemson and Duke. Out of all these games, where's your strongest lean? Which one do you like the most, and which one do you have the most confidence in?
Well, the game I have the most confidence in is the one I've been talking about all week long, all over the country. That's North Carolina and South Carolina. It's my highest steam game. I've been sitting on it for 3 weeks since the numbers came out, Stone. Again, trying to open up as many eyes as I can. The line on this game is not close. All I need guys to do before they try and figure this one out on their own, call me first. It's on a recorded line, free. 888-9. Win now. The game between the steam game, like I said, North Carolina, South Carolina, free on a recorded line. 888-9. Win now.
All right, let's recap episode one here. Bobby's number one piece of advice, don't dance every dance. Just don't do it. Be smart. Pick your spots here. And then for Florida State and LSU and for Colorado TCU, we like the points. Take the over here, folks. Lay it. Enjoy it. And the Overs Club rejoices. Awesome stuff. Bobby Ventura, world-class handicapper from TakingVegas.com. Bobby, I'm not going to let you get out of here before throwing that phone number out there one more time.
Guys, 888-9, win now. Top-rated steam game, North Carolina, South Carolina. Again, and here's what guys have to understand, Stone. These lines, you know, they play the games on the weekends. These lines have been out. The line on this game has been out for 3 weeks already. So, and that's during the pro football season in college, that happens a week in advance. Absolutely free, North Carolina, South Carolina, top steam-rated game, free on a recorded line, 888-9, win now. That's 888-9, win now.
That is Bobby Ventura. I am Stone Labanowitz. Folks, let's take Vegas.